I mean, I'm expecting our viewers to all leave. I'm expecting this to be like the worst episode of all time. I expect us to lose half our fans that regularly come back and listen to the audio version. Welcome to episode 94 of One More Podcastle, part of the Retroids.com podcast network. My name is Eric Bailey. I choose you, Pikachu, and I am the editor-in-chief of OneMoreCastle.com.
My name is Jason Lamb, resident Canadian. I could go for a banana split.
My name is Tom Hall. I'm the N64 connoisseur. I'm two decades late to the Super Nintendo, and I once punched a gift horse in the mouth.
I like that. That's good. That's clever, Tom. You're a quick guy.
Oh, thanks.
For our audience, you may notice Hunter is absent. Wah, 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 wah.
Slacker.
But replacing him is our official most frequent special guest host. Thanks for doing this last minute because we had another guest host lined up and he bailed on us last night, like at the last minute. So thank you, Tom Hall!
You're welcome. Thanks for accommodating late start for me.
No problem. And not only are we starting the live stream recording an hour late, but we're on a time crunch thanks to Jason and his Canadianism.
Yeah.
He has a bedtime or else he turns into a pumpkin. Pumpkin.
Yes, which you don't even want to know what the difference is. You don't even want to know. You don't even. I can't even right now. If you were to not even once.
Yeah.
So I'm going to honor his time constraint, even if that means being rude to my fellow co-host. So fair warning, we're in for a wild, crazy night. Speaking of wild and crazy, have you guys played any old video games lately?
Sort of.
What does that mean, Tom? What does that mean? What is sort of? That's not really an answer.
I played a game inspired by an old video game.
Who are you, Bailey?
During the early onset of the Steam sale, somebody alerted me to the presence of an Archon remake. Ooh. And if you don't know what Archon was, it was actually out for a lot of systems. I played it mostly on the Commodore 64. I have it on the NES as well. It's kind of like fantasy chess. Yeah. So like instead of like black and white, you have like a sorceress's team and like a wizard's team. And like your pieces are like a manticore or a phoenix or a unicorn or a troll instead of like pawns and rooks and knights. And when you land on an opponent's square, instead of just taking the piece, you are actually transported to a battlefield where you must defeat that piece in combat. And some have, you know, like they have different attributes. So some pieces are fast, some pieces only can attack with melee, but it's a very powerful melee attack. You know, some can shoot stuff. And so this goes on for quite some time, and this remake is really good. They have both the original old-style graphical choices as well as a remastered version with like more modern stuff, and it's very good. It plays just like the original. They have the original sounds in there, and the classic mode looks just like what I would have played way back when. So yeah, that's been pretty much it for me on the old game front over the last little bit.
I've been playing Duke Caribbean, Life's a Beach. Hold on, it's a real thing. Duke Caribbean, Life's a Beach.
I shouldn't be surprised by any of your choices anymore.
It's an official expansion pack to Duke Nukem 3D. Duke Caribbean, Life's a Beach. It's you go through a bunch of Caribbean-themed levels.
Before we go any farther, I just want to get this out there. I feel like the more you're about to describe it, the less mystique it's going to have. Like, it's just going to ruin the magic. I mean, go ahead. Don't get me wrong. Like, go ahead. But you know what I mean? Like, you can't do justice to just the title. There's no way it's as good as I'm imagining it.
Oh, God. No, it is. Everything is is Caribbean themed, so you're going through water parks, beachside hotels, tropical lagoons, cruise ships. All the enemies have been reskinned, so the pig cops are now wearing Hawaiian shirts. All your weapons have been reskinned to be Caribbean water themed, so your shotgun's a water gun, and it is truly amazing. All while Duke Nukem is throwing money at bikini clad strippers and yelling obscenities.
Obscenities!
That might be the best thing I've ever heard of.
If you get a chance, it's part of the Duke Nukem 3D Megaton Edition, which is on Steam. It bundles all the expansions. So you should go play Duke Caribbean, Life's a Beach.
I like how it couldn't be like tropical. It had to be very specifically Caribbean.
Yes.
But they couldn't figure out how to work Caribbean into the title. So someone just shot their hand up. They're like, guys, hear me out on this. What if, just what if we replaced his last name entirely? Just called it Duke Caribbean. Yeah, and everyone Duke Caribbean. Was like, best idea ever. I don't know what else we're going to do.
Like, also, does anybody have like an amusing coffee mug with something we could take off of it for the subtitle?
Let's see. I have World's Best Dad, World's Best Boss, Life's a Beach. What was that?
Life's a Beach? That's the one!
That's brilliant! Green light that.
That's way better than I Take It Black.
I Take It Black.
Show title.
I'll show you a title.
Oh.
All right. Hey, what Bailey. What's up? Have you been playing any old games lately?
You know, I, the other night, busted out a old classic. I, you know, played a little bit of Legend of Zelda.
Are those all Zelda cartridges?
Some of them are Zelda 2.
Why Only do you have some? So many of them?
I'm not sure. Well, you have to have all three of the Legend of Zelda variants. I don't even have the red legend one here. It's somewhere on the shelf. Two of them were given to me. Two of them I got as extras in an eBay auction. I just played, you know, a magical little 15 minutes just wandering the countryside, seeing how many monsters I could kill before I got in over my head, you know, touching gravestones, big ghosts, that kind of thing. So, just had a little good time. Me and my little
Zelda. Is there a picture of you somewhere doing Zelda cartridge angels?
It's funny you mention that. My Twitter background before Andrew Carrero discovered me, which is in itself kind of a mystery to the universe, and was like, dude, I'll make you a custom background because yours is so cheesy and lame. Like, when I first started the Nintendo Legend Twitter account, I just put all my Nintendo cartridges on the floor and just took a picture. And that was my background. It was just like hundreds of cartridges. But it was
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, but you have to understand, it was like with a 2.5 megapixel camera. Like, it was like, which I guess
so you were like,
it wasn't like low enough megapixel to actually look pixelated and thus retro chic. It just kind of looked fuzzy.
Yeah.
So
like you were using a cheap camera.
Yeah. So Andrew Carrero was like, "Oh, your blog is ugly. Your Twitter background. Let me help you. Let me just help you." And
he couldn't handle it.
And the rest is this. Historical gaming.
And now here we all are.
Here we are, thanks to Andrew. Way to go, dude.
Way to go. Thanks to Andrew. That's a better show title.
thanks to Andrew.
To Andrew.
I'm bringing that up later. I'm going to work that in somehow. I also haven't played it yet, but I have Shovel Knight, which I should be playing.
Nice.
Oh, I'd love to play that. So, yes, that sounds enjoyable.
So be jealous. Be jealous. Go ahead. Be jealous.
Hold on. Okay, I'm done.
Cool. Excellent. But yeah, I have that. I haven't played it yet. So,
if the word hate was engraved on each nanoangstrom of those hundreds of millions of miles, it would not equal 1/1 billionth of the hate I feel for humans at this micro instant.
Cool. That's that segment. On to our listener email discussion question. This one,
flying.
This one is from Alex Weiss, who does the Deported video series, and actually had his first written feature a couple weeks ago, which I'm not sure if anyone knows about. He did a Indie PopCon recap that was really good, really kind of personal and excellent,
most aware,
heartwarming. You can find him at Chronoslinger on Twitter. That's Chronoslinger. His email goes, "Hey guys." Yes. Chronoslinger. "Hey guys, how's it going? Speaking of Knights of the Old Republic, I played through the entire game on the light side, if you were wondering, and got to the spoiler-free final boss, only to find out that it was impossible to beat him because of the way I had leveled up. I didn't choose the right skill. There was no way to grind and get better and try again. I was completely locked out of being able to finish the game. This is something I am not a fan of, but really am not savvy enough to know what other games have this type of flaw in an otherwise good game. Do you guys know any? Also, apologies if you have answered a similar question in the past few podcasts. Only Alex would try and be so overconsiderate as to ask that. I blacked out for a while and missed some. Your fact checker, Alex Weiss." What do you guys think? Any games that, unbeknownst to you, if you start playing it the wrong way, you can't finish it?
Okay, so let's back up just a tick. there, that's perfect. Do not come any closer. I'm unaware of a way in which you can play Knights of the Old Republic where it becomes unbeatable. Difficult, perchance, but I don't believe in a no-win scenario. The Kobayashi Maru does not exist for me in the video game sphere. Everything is beatable. So I kind of want, at some point, to talk to Alex and find out what exactly went down. Because even if you have your basic three characters, they're like, all of your other ones have level up available.
Yeah.
So you can always go back and, you know, figure out how to win with them. So anyway, that notwithstanding, I don't really know of any game where that's a thing.
Yeah. I know the latest Deus Ex had an issue where you could train in the regular kind of open-ish world, explore things. You could just train completely in hacking, but when you got to bosses, you completely had to rely on gun skills, so it'd be very difficult. I wouldn't say impossible. I don't really know. I'd have to play through Old Republic again. I almost don't believe Alex. It's like Tom doesn't, that you can't beat it.
I think I don't believe it because I've beaten it so many times on both light and dark side and all different things. So, like, it's my brain can't understand that that's a thing.
Hmm.
But even thinking about other games, because this was BioWare before EA, so it's not like I can believe they released it with some game-breaking glitch.
Yeah.
It sounds like we should have Alex on the podcast.
I don't think we should.
Totally have Alex on the podcast.
Clu-Clu-Land.
Is Clu-Clu-Land a game where that happens?
No, but I thought of two examples. And I think I'm with you guys. Like, it doesn't get impossible, but I can imagine it being super difficult, if not feeling impossible. So,
right.
Two very different examples I came up with. One is Comic Zone. Already a difficult game. But if you reach the final boss, which, for those who don't know, you have to fight him while you're watching your girlfriend in a tank that's slowly filling with liquid. It's terrifying, because if you take too long, she drowns, just straight up dies. Whatever, it's awful. If you don't have the right power-ups, like you're not able to bust out the superhero, it's maniacally bad. I mean, maybe I'm just unskillful. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe like the internet can roll its eyes collectively at me, but it's really hard if you're not prepared with the right stuff. So there's that. Just the final boss, though. The other one I thought was Quest 64. One of the very few RPGs on the Nintendo 64. Quest 64 has this problem where there's four different elements that you can learn spells. You know, there's fire, water, air, earth. And you don't know this until you're getting near the end of the game. But throughout the gameplay, if you're proceeding at normal RPG pace, or even moderately slow, like me, like you're a completionist, you have to talk to everybody, do all the little side, even if you're doing it a little bit slow, you won't learn nearly every spell. But the game lets you choose like which element you learn the next spell for. The critical thing is there's two essential, or near essential, I guess I should say, spells for the final boss. There's an earth spell that makes you invincible to damage for 3 turns. And water spells have healing. In theory, I guess if you got strong enough and spent hours and hours and hours more grinding, like maybe you could. But if the game is so much easier if you get those a few select powerful spells in those two elements. If you were to start the game like trying to evenly get them all, or worse, if you picked like wind and fire, you're going to take 30 hours longer to grind up to be powerful enough than someone who would have gotten the better spells. It's incredible. Like, there's a gulf of difference there.
Huh.
So that was the one I thought of.
Just like to give an update from Alex. He replied to Tom and I on Twitter and said, okay, maybe I suck at Knights of the Old Republic, okay?
Thanks for the update, fact checker.
It looks like your facts have been checked.
Booyah!
Shuckle. Yeah. We did a one-liner for that. But that's interesting. I haven't actually played Quest yet. Because every time I'm about to, somebody mentions that it's terrible.
Okay, no.
I'm like, let me pick something else.
I will actually defend it a little bit. Hear me out. It's not that it's terrible. It's that it's extraordinarily generic and slow-paced and boring.
So it's mediocre.
Yeah.
It's like...
I mean, okay, let me...
Like garden variety, I guess, might be a good
maybe it is bad. But if you're starving for a 64-bit RPG like I was at the time, it'll satiate
right.
your picks, like, maybe. But it's just, there's this one part specifically, and maybe there's like 8 parts like this, and I choose to forget the other 7. But there's this cave, right? And it's not a maze. It's not like, well, if you take the right turns, you'll get out of here in about 20 minutes. No. It's this one continuous tunnel. And it's random encounters, like every 20 seconds, you're having to fight some characters or run away if you want to save a little bit of time. But I'm not exaggerating or kidding. This one tunnel goes on for over an hour of just walking. And it doesn't look interesting. It's the polygons are as big as saber-toothed tigers. It's parts of the game are excruciating.
And grinding is something I hate to begin with.
Yeah.
Like,
but like the battle system's kind of cool and fun, and some of the spells look neat. I don't know. It's if you're desperate, it's okay.
Has Joshua Caleb done a retro hate on grinding? Because if not, I'm gonna send him a request.
Sure. Yeah.
I hate grinding.
Must loves the early Dragon Warrior games near the end.
Oh, it's just. Mindless. It's like I'm not getting gameplay out of this. I'm just no way.
What do you think of the Pokemon series and how it handles grinding?
Does it?
I never did the grinding.
And we're good on time. Thank you, Tom. Alright, we're gonna go to music break. We're back. That was House Leaves by Neostorm, a fairly straightforward, mellow electronic remix from Crystalis on NES. Nice. Nice. Speaking of nice stuff, it's time for the Retro Showdown.
Retro Showdown!
For anyone who doesn't know, this is the best part of the show, really. It's the part where each of us has secretly chosen an old video game. We'll have 1 minute to introduce our pick, and then we're just going to spend the rest of the episode arguing about who picked the best game. But the best part is that you, the audience, get to choose your favorite game of the three on a poll on the podcast page at onemorecastle.com. You'd think after doing that 94 times, I would have it down by now, but I don't.
Well, really?
I don't.
93, and then you have to get into the thing episodes you missed.
Yep. So, okay. Fine. 88, whatever. So, really, please vote for your favorite. Leave comments. Start an argument on the episode page on onemorecastle.com. It's the Retro Showdown. Now, 2 weeks ago, the theme was Games of 1992, and the winner was Hunter with Night Trap on Sega CD.
Really?
Yeah, it beat Wolfenstein 3D by a thin margin and just destroyed Hattress, my pick.
Hattress is so good.
I'm going to be honest. Hattress had one vote.
Yours? So,
I don't think I voted for my own this time. I don't think I voted for Wolfenstein. But whoever voted for Hattress, I'm not sure whether to thank you or just kind of weep with you. I'm not. So we can hug it out and decide later, I suppose. But there you have it. Good job, Hunter. Juggernaut's back. He got tired of Jason winning 10 times in a row, then me winning. So he's got tired of it. That's funny. Night Trap. Cool. Tonight's theme is special guest free for all. Continuing the tradition, when we have a special guest, we don't bother with the theme. We only had like one night to prep. I mean, we're gonna do whatever because it's a crazy night anyway. So bring it on, right? And I am really taking full advantage of the free for all. Just so we're all aware. So this is weird. I actually have like butterflies in my stomach about my pick.
Ooh.
That's weird. This is weirding me out right now. Like my heart's kind of a flutter. This is.
Can't wait.
I'm gonna kill you.
This is really strange. I'm anxious. Woo. You guys ready?
I am. You got one? Are you?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Well, but let's do it.
You can begin.
There is actually some scholarly debate as to the origin of my game. People aren't sure when exactly it was released, or which instruction manual is the right one, or even who developed it. I like the game personally, but there are some negative reviews out there. Most can agree that at least the graphics are amazing for something so old, especially. But there are complaints about how confusing it can be. I get it. It can be frustrating at times. And even like trying to narrow it down to a genre is difficult. Whether it's like an RPG, a roguelike, or something more of a hybrid. Not sure. But the game I chose for tonight's Retro Showdown is literally real life. The Human Experience.
Six. What?
Real life. What you and me are doing right now. Yeah.
What?
Living, breathing, walking around. Yeah. It's the game, man.
Well, okay.
I'm gonna have to Wikipedia that.
Good luck!
Is it my turn?
It's your turn, man. Good luck.
All right.
Any forfeits, and go ahead, Jason.
Are you a fan of games? Do you perhaps have a love of Nintendo, yet somehow got sick after only 13 installments of Mario Party? Are you perhaps also a quote-unquote real girl? If you answered yes to all those questions, I'd like to introduce you to a little gem called Mary Kate and Ashley, Sweet 16, Licensed to Drive. Featuring the likenesses and voice talents of Mary Kate and Ashley, this Mario Party-style game sees you get your driver's license on your 16th birthday, where you drive around and compete in a bunch of games. It truly is a piece of crap. And as the marketing says on the box, this is a real game for real girls. That's Mary-Kate and Ashley, Sweet 16, licensed to drive.
What's, what for what?
The GameCube.
Wow. I just, knowing my pick and knowing your picks, this is going to be a rough week for the listeners.
Yep.
Yes! Best worst yes. showdown ever! Let's set ready. The bar as low as we can.
All right. What?
Huh?
Are you ready?
I am.
You may begin.
For my pick this week, I hopped in my time machine and went all the way back to 1995 to a game that transcends time itself. A game that's so inclusive that people who have never even touched a video game before can pick it up and enjoy it. A game that is so massive, has so much replay value, that there are over 30,000 variants of the game built right in. A game that really, it's a metaphor for life, if you will. I mean, I guess the best way to describe it would be to say, you take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have Free Cell for Windows 95.
Five.
That's Free Cell for Windows 95.
I think it's time to shut the lights off and burn this house down. The castle.
I gotta tell you, to think that I might have actually brought the best game this week.
Mine's the best.
Your game is the worst. Video games to escape your game.
I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I play mine to escape games. Sometimes. If we were honest. I mean, you said your game is a metaphor for my game. That automatically makes my game greater. My game greater.
Wait, your game's not a game.
It is.
You know what?
The game of life is actually a board game.
My game is much more of a game than some of the
what
things.
What platform
Jason
is your game on?
Has brought. Carbon?
I'm not familiar with that console.
It's pretty cool.
I'm gonna pretend for the rest of this showdown that when you said real life, you actually meant Second Life.
No.
which does fit into our definition of retro.
Yes, I'm gonna go with that as well. No, Bailey chose Second Life.
Yeah.
No, I just brought First Life. The First Life you have. Mm. There's no replay value with my game.
The sequel's better.
Second Life. Better than First Life.
I mean, so, Jason.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question. In your game, the Mary-Kate and Ashley driving experience, do you eventually get a DUI?
No. That would be too realistic. Too much.
Where's the realism?
Straight drawn from the life.
You decorate cupcakes.
Wait, but while you're driving?
No, that's a mini game. You stop somewhere.
I ask from honest ignorance. Is it really a collection of mini games, or is it a driving game? Like,
honest to God, you get in a car. Each character's in a car. It has like the Mario Party kind of like. In the sky view.
Do you mean Mario
Kart circles
when you say Mario Party?
No, Mario Party. There's circles all along the ground, and roll.
Oh no!
And your car drives incredibly slowly.
Oh, of course.
Pass each circle until you land on one, and when you land on it, it's like, oh good, parking meter. I lost 5 coins.
That reminds me of parking meter.
Oh, wow. Good. Game circle. We're gonna go kayaking in a mini game.
So,
my car broke down. I lost a turn.
Are either of you familiar with the Sega Genesis version of Monopoly?
No.
Well,
I have the NES version.
So there's three options, if I remember correctly. Alex, feel free to fact check me on this. It's been a long time since I played it. There's like the normal animations, like you roll the die, it shows the handshake, shows the die go out, shows them roll,
right.
Shows the total, changes the view to your
super
piece.
Realism.
Your piece moves space to 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 land. Okay, that's option one. And there's option two, which is fast animation. It shows your hand shaking, shows the roll, shows the die total, switches to the view of your character, then you go space to space to space to space to space to space to boom. Then there's the no animation option, where you roll the dice and then you're there, and you just do it.
That's my option.
So here's my question. What demented weirdos pick the slow animation option?
I will take the slow animation option for my very first playthrough to see what it looks like, just to kind of admire the work.
That's legit.
And then never again after that, because who has 4 hours?
right, every time you play. I think I'm actually on the same page with you, honestly. I think like seeing the animation's cool, but then once you've seen them, you've experienced them, and you're familiar with them, let's speed this up.
So Monopoly on the N64 is very similar, but the sound effects are horrid.
Is that
for it?
Is it Rare? Like, I want that game, but I've never seen it.
Really?
Really? Maybe I haven't looked.
If I ever
really
see
hard.
It again, I'll.
Please do.
If I ever see it, I will pick you up a copy.
Have I given you a copy of anything yet?
Given? No. Oh, sold? Yes. Okay. But you could also just, I guess, emulate it if you really wanted to.
I hate emulating 64-bit games. Like, oh.
Yeah, it's...
Like, I know there's the USB connector for your N64 controller. I get that, but I... Yes, right. Jason.
Free Cell.
Free Cell!
You know what?
I brought Free Cell.
I have a confession.
What a great game.
I have a confession. I've never played Free Cell. Is it a version of Solitaire, or is it like another version of Hearts? Never played.
It's a version of Solitaire.
Okay.
That's what I didn't understand. When, as a kid, you had the option between Hearts, Solitaire, Spider Solitaire, and Free Cell.
Uh-huh.
Generally, you always just stuck to Solitaire. From my understanding and my experience, I was like, oh, I'll play Solitaire. Every time I wandered into one of these other games, I never bothered learning the rules.
I would just click. I was a Minesweeper Jezball kind of kid.
Oh, those are great, but I'm talking card games specifically.
I was so bad at Minesweeper.
I just don't have the patience.
Like, every time I think I've got it figured out, and I'm like, well, clearly, here's a 1, and there's a bomb here, so this square, and this square must not have bombs. Click, boom. What the hell just happened?
Can I tell two quick Minesweeper stories? I'm pretty sure one of which I've told before on this podcast, like
you're the host.
A year ago. Touche. So, number one, I had, I guess I still have, had/have a grandmother who was a big fan of Minesweeper. Like, she really liked Minesweeper. But she couldn't figure it out. Like, she never won. And so finally she was visiting, and she was like, Eric, maybe you like games. I'm like, yeah, that's my life. Can you help me out with Minesweeper? I'm like, yeah, what's the problem? Grandma, Grammy, like, what's the problem? So she shows me how she plays, and she keeps hitting bombs. I'm like, if it says 1, then you know there's one next to it. If it says 3, etc., you can't just click all willy-nilly. And she's like, but I'm not selecting the one next to it. I'm selecting the one kitty corner to it. I'm like, what do you mean kitty corner? You mean like diagonally? She's like, yeah. I'm like, that counts. Like, why do you think some of them say 6 and 7? If there's only 4 spaces around it, how did... What? Yeah, just don't click the diagonal ones. You're fine. I was like 6.
And then did she win after that and then always thanked you and you were her favorite?
Of course. I don't know. Minesweeper story number 2. Did you ever, growing up, figure out that the Minesweeper high scores were actually kept in a text file you could open in Notepad and edit freely?
No.
Look it up. You can open it and just type in whatever you want for the name and the time and save it. And it loads that way when you play the game. I tried to impress my friends, but I got too greedy. Like, I said that I beat very hard in 1 second. And they're like, what, did you edit the file or something? And I was like, yeah.
Wait, can you do that?
I should have went...
Because that would be cool.
Yeah. I should have went with, like, you know, 28 seconds or something. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got... No. Too proud. But, see, Free Cell for me was always like...
Do we have to talk about Free Cell?
Solitaire I can play. Yeah. So.
You're the co-host.
Hey, man, free cell.
Yeah, free cell.
What are you?
Like, it was like, all right, that's enough solitaire. Let's play something different. Yeah. That was a cool variant. And I was like, you can play that thing thousands of times and never get the actual same game.
So why is it called free cell?
Because you have four free cells at the top of the screen next to where you would put the aces and, you know, start working your suits down. And so all of the cards are dealt out at once instead of like normal solitaire where you deal them out, you know, one or three at a time. But they're all already on the playing field.
It's like the most unappealing game name ever. Like, I want to write a top 10 list of like games I never wanted to play purely due to their title, just so I can put Free Cell at number one.
I guess it would be right below
as a kid,
Real Life and Mary Kate and Ashley's Mini Party Driving Spectacular.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, another clever point for Tom Hall.
Yeah, so it's neat. So you can
do it.
Use those four free cells up at the top to like hold a card, I guess, in purgatory while you maneuver cards around underneath. So you can, and you have to like free the aces first, obviously, and then, you know, try to work the suits down. So, you know, that.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's idea.
Free cell?
So
it's quite difficult at times.
So Tom.
Yes.
What's your opinion from your experience of my game, Real Life? Like, your Real Life. What do you think?
Real Life, it's a lot of pain and misery with very short pockets of joy.
Wow. Okay. Crap.
Yeah, I mean, the tutorial's pretty good.
Really? Because I thought I was kind of lacking myself. I was so confused.
Oh, it's very fun. You know, the developers, you know, guess do a lot of the things for you, you know, when you're through the tutorial. And the tutorial's long. It's like 18 years.
Yeah. So see, that's the thing.
Like,
I can't...
Like, towards the end, like, the last 5 years of it are kind of awkward.
Yeah.
But then once it kicks you out of the tutorial, it's just unplayable.
Yeah. Like, yeah. It is really difficult. Like, I'm at the point in my game where... I don't know how far into the game I am. Like, am I a third of the way through? Am I halfway through? Am I am I, like, almost done? I don't know.
Yeah, and it's like, there are some points in the game where you think, this is it. This is the end. This is the end of the game for me. And something happens, and it isn't. And you keep going. And so, like, by design, you would think that would sound good. But in reality, it's just a mental drain on you.
Yeah.
And you're like, man, I wish there was something else I could play, like anything else besides this or Mary-Kate and Ashley's Drinking Quest.
Well, yeah, you have to admit, though, Mary-Kate and Ashley's Sweet 16 License to Drive game does capture that awkward stage of 16 very well.
I feel awkward just hearing you say the name of the game. Like,
what? Mary-Kate and Ashley's Sweet 16 License to Drive for the Nintendo GameCube?
Stop talking about
16-year-old... They're licensed to drive.
Real girls, like
it's legal. They can drive.
Wow.
They're driving legally.
I am not touching that with a
good
pole.
Nope.
Nope.
The best part is I found it on
eBay.
Don't
tell me about the best parts, please.
For $6 after shipping.
That's way too much.
Like, but I'm currently downloading the ROM.
Yeah. You paid about $5.00 too much for that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's, I mean, gosh.
I mean,
what's the matter? Couldn't you have found a Barbie game?
Yeah, what's your problem, Jason? a Tinkerbell game, maybe?
Something,
come on.
Anything. Cinderella Saves the Universe.
Yeah.
With her slippers.
Oh, come on. It's a club acclaim title.
Blues Clues.
Oh, now we know what happened to
Acclaim. I was about to say, yeah, the fall of Acclaim.
Like, we released, right there. We spent all our money on the Mary-Kate and Ashley license.
And the best part was, they were, Mary-Kate and Ashley were the executive producers for this game.
Of course. I like how
that actually is the best part.
I do like how you've changed your opinion of what the best part is, like three times the past 2 minutes. Yeah.
It just keeps getting better.
And the best part
this is... game is the gift that keeps on giving.
Oh, Lord. More like the garbage dump that keeps on dumping.
No, it's a good...
No.
Good... If games could be considered B movies, this would be the B movie equivalent of Mario Party. So you know how like when Transformers comes out, you get like the transforming robot straight to DVD film?
I see, but this is that insult to Mario Party.
Yeah, but okay, so even within the realm of B movies, there are good B movies and terrible B movies. So like a good B movie would have Bruce Campbell.
Yeah. Like there's
a bad B movie would have Mary Kate and Ashley.
And there's such a thing called Z movies. I think this is in Z movie territory. Like Z games.
This is like what's
here we are. Here
what's
we come.
After Z? Is there something lower than Z?
Zed.
Zed.
Sorry.
Adam wants us to know that Barbie is also licensed to drive.
Good. They should make a crossover game.
70? Maybe we should take away your license at this point.
They should make a Mary Kate and Ashley
versus Barbie?
Sweet 16 license to drive with Barbie and Ken game.
In my mind, it's just Mary Crap and Trashley. Mary Crap and Trashley license to show.
Ha! Sick burn, Bailey. Sick burn.
Thanks, Paul.
Speaking of sick, you get sick a lot in your game.
True. With my game, I heard it was massively multiplayer, but I only started co-op mode like 2.5 years ago. I have to say.
Pretty good.
Some parts of the co-op are great, and some parts like, wow, I mean, it's not ready for this.
Some people really like the multiplayer aspect of your game, but I mean, I for one find that most of the other players really ruin the experience for me.
True. I think that is the worst part of my game, is the other players. I'm with you there.
Yeah.
I've heard over half the people who try co-op, like, quit co-op. They're like, no, I'm not doing this. And some of them, like, go back multiple times, and they still don't. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just weird.
And then, like, as Jonathan is pointing out here in the chat, the create a character options are just terrible.
Oh! Very limited. You can only create a character if you're in co-op. Like, so unfair.
Yeah.
I want to create characters just on my own. Like, the customization options.
And sometimes you, if you try the random co-op, you wind up accidentally creating a player. And then there's nothing you can do. You're stuck with the player.
I think the less said about that option, the better. Yeah, I think... Honestly, the most fun part of my game might be the mini games, like the games within my game. Swell. Best mini game collection, bar none.
There's a lot of cheating goes on in your game too.
You think? I don't know. Yeah. I haven't seen like legitimate
dishonesty
cheating.
And malice.
That's, okay, yeah, yeah. The mods could do a better job, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's been like.
Yeah, I mean, if you let Jason in there to mod that game up a bit.
Oh.
Yeah,
that game.
Back in the 40s, there was some like massive player kill offs in like the European servers. Awful.
Definitely.
Atrocious.
Yeah, but I mean, overall, your game is just terrible.
I think we should take away from
this.
I think it's great. I think you're. Wow. Okay. Maybe I'm just a optimist. I don't know. I never would have met. I thought I was a cynic. I hate the players, but I love the game.
Interesting. Yeah. But doesn't your shirt say not to hate the players?
Wow, I'm super hypocritical right now. It's true. Mm. I didn't even think about that. That's really...
You live in a house of lies.
I do.
House of lies.
I'm sitting on a throne.
You know what'll set you straight? Is if you just had some personal reflection time while playing Free Cell.
Ooh.
What's the goal of Free Cell?
The goal of Free Cell is just like the goal of Solitaire, where you want to get all of your suits from Ace to King.
So why wouldn't I just play Solitaire?
Because it's a Solitaire variant.
Yeah.
That is far more challenging and far less
far less fun.
Chance reliant. No, more fun.
No.
It's more strategy.
Okay, I do like strategy. It's a strategy game. Touché. I do like that. I've said touché like two or three times now.
See, when you're playing random, when you're just playing regular solitaire, you are totally dependent on the cards that draw, that flip up. Whatever comes up in those three cards, or whatever you turn over when you move a card over, that's what you've got to play with. In Free Cell, you move cards around however you think is going to best help you.
Okay, so you have a little more player control is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, in my game, I wish I had more control of what went on. I have, like, near zero. It's like an interactive movie at times.
And Jason brought a driving game.
Yeah.
Worst driving mini game.
Worst driving game ever.
Well, yeah, it is.
I would rather have played. I'd rather have played mini games with Uncle Jesse.
Wow.
Listen, guys, you're just jealous of the game.
Okay, you tell yourself that. I would rather. And I'm not even joking. A little when I say this. Okay, maybe a little. But I am serious. I would rather actually have my toes run over by a car, like just to feel what that feels like, than play Jason's game. Honestly.
Yeah.
I would rather someone just run my toes over just to feel the tire, just to feel what that would feel like. Like a little Hyundai.
You can go with something bigger. I would rather perform my own root canal.
No, okay, that's too far. Come on.
Guys.
No, that's just far enough.
Okay.
You're going to make Mary-Kate and Ashley cry.
Good. Yeah.
In their face.
I heard they played my game. Still do, I guess. Whatever. Are they dead?
Mm-hmm.
They're alive, right? They're still alive?
No, they're alive.
They're still alive.
Okay.
But who was that guy who you guys were talking about, and then it turned out to be dead later on? Like you guys didn't know.
I
when
knew.
You were mentioning him on the show, and you found out like two weeks
later.
Oh,
what's his name? Was it Dennis Hopper? Is he dead?
Yeah, it was Dennis Hopper.
I think it was Dennis Hopper.
I had to explain to you that Dennis Hopper was dead.
I refuse to believe it. I'm checking. I don't believe you guys. I'm going to double check again right now.
You're like, let's get him on the show.
Let's ask him if we can make a game about him. That's going to be kind of weird.
Yeah, thanks, Adam. Adam says Free Cell invented real time wasting.
Yeah.
And I respect
that. Amen to that.
Nah, in your faces.
Yeah,
this is better than when the
totally
stormtrooper
died.
Came up and pointed the blaster at Jason.
Dennis Hopper! I'm going to forget,
yeah,
like,
been over
in
this.
20 episodes again. I'm going to forget again. It's gonna,
so super dead.
I'm not believe you. Man. Man, Dennis Hopper. No longer playing my game.
You know why? It's because he's playing Mary-Kate and Ashley's Sweet 16, License to Drive.
What?
Why, are you insinuating that he went to hell?
Yes.
That's where my mind went. I give Jason credit. He did admit his game was utter crap. Like, in his intro.
He did.
He did say that.
Right in the intro.
No, I didn't.
Oh,
I
don't
didn't.
Even! Don't no, backtrack on this.
You yes, you did.
Bad.
You did actually say.
I did.
That's a direct Jason Lamb quote.
I
did.
It out. But yeah.
You know what? It looks very similar to Mario Party and isn't that different.
So, except for the parts where Mario Party is good.
Yeah, the mini games in Mario Party, some of them are genuinely like really good. Very fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes? Yes. When's
oh
that?
My God!
Which
yes.
Mario Party do you have the most experience with, Jason?
64, the best one.
Which one? There's three.
There is no such Mario
original.
Party 64.
Okay, the original is the worst by far of the three on the 64. Play
That's
Mario
fine.
Party 3. Get back to me.
All right.
Wow, really threw down the hammer there.
Boom.
Guys, I have good news.
What's up?
Mary-Kate and Ashley downloaded.
I'm.
Yes. Thank goodness. I mean, man,
Tom,
I've really got
Tom,
this one this
do
week.
Do you actually think your game is good, or do you admit that your game is crap?
No, my game is good.
No,
my game's very good. It's been released on numerous OSSs since then.
Whatever. That has nothing to do with its quality. That is nothing.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Because it's in high demand. I've spent hours playing Free Cell, as has pretty much everyone on Earth,
okay.
Apparently, except for you.
Cigarettes are in high demand, but they're demonstrably a bad decision.
But people enjoy them immensely.
But It literally gives you cancer.
And like... yes, but you can't get cancer with my game. You can get cancer in your game.
You got me there. Final arguments. Jason, why should anyone play Mary-Kate and Ashley driving game simulator that only Jason Lamb would half-heartedly consider approving of?
Mary-Kate and Ashley Sweet 16 License to Drive is the best Mary-Kate and Ashley Sweet 16 License to Drive themed Mario Party game on the market. And for that reason, you should play it.
Okay. Tom, why should anyone vote for a game that claims to its highest aspiration that it merely wants to be solitaire?
Well, Apex. Nobody made that claim, of course, but you should vote for Free Cell because it is indeed a game that transcends time, that can be picked up by anyone, enjoyed for hours, that is really your only choice this week, as Bailey didn't actually bring a game, and Jason brought Mary-Kate and Ashley whatever majig. Huh. So, you know, Free Cell is looking pretty good as your voting option this week.
My game is totally a game. It has points, achievements, and a definite end.
Your game's not a game.
You just said your game. I mean, let's be honest. You should vote for my game.
I was using air quotes.
Literal life, like the actual human experience, because it's awesome. And you're playing it right now. So without my game, we wouldn't even have a retro gaming podcast. It's that important. That essential to the retro gaming community.
Didn't you already have an episode called Worst Showdown?
And that's our showdown! Thanks everyone for listening, watching. I want to give shout outs to the viewers of the live stream. Adam, good to see you, buddy. Good to see you, Jonathan. Chronosleager, thanks for fact-checking us. Derek Moore. My sister told me she couldn't make it. I was looking forward to being here, but Captain Knucklehead made it, so that's good. Jason Lamb and Tom Hall even checked in. And Joshua Tiberius, I see you. I see you can't get away from me, Joshua Tiberius. Mm. Just a couple reminders. The live stream does typically broadcast. This week was a little different. Typically, we do broadcast 7:30 p.m. Central Thursday evenings. Otherwise, the audio and video versions go up Monday mornings on OneMoreCastle.com. Vote, please, in the Retro Showdown, the episode page. Also, we have run out of music submissions. So, quick tutorial. If you go to OneMoreCastle.com and scroll all the way down to the bottom of the website, there is a link on the right column that says One More Castle Musician Program. You need to send that link to all your friends who do chiptunes, remixes, nerdcore, retro hip-hop, whatever it is. Have them fill that out because we like giving exposure to retro gaming-friendly musical artists. That's what we like to do. And conversely, please support the artists we do feature when we have submissions, because we don't feature them unless we listen to them. We're like, oh, that's pretty good. I enjoy that. So there you have it. So please do that. If you want to send us a listener email discussion question, on the other hand, you can do that at podcast@onemorecastle.com. That's the number one, morecastle.com. Jason, any plugs, recommendations, refreshers, deodorant?
I'm going to give a shout out to Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen. I will admit I'm a little distracted. I am playing the game. It's fantastic. Though my controller stopped working, so take that as you will.
I think that that tells us everything we need to know right there. It's so bad.
Your controller has good taste.
Broke your controller. I have complaints about the controller in my game, too. We'll talk about that another time. Tom!
Your controller refuses to play the game.
any shout-outs, reminders, poodles?
Yes, three poodles, but I don't own any of them, and none of them live here.
I had to clarify.
No. So you can follow me on Twitter at Ocarina of Tom. You can check out my rights here at OneMoreCastle.com. I contribute bi-weekly. I also now contribute to readretro.com, Retro Magazine. And
congrats on
you can
that,
check out
way,
my other podcast. Thank you. You can check out my other podcast with Eric Hunter, Breaking Bits, which I'm going to go ahead and say as of this weekend will finally be moved over to iamericm.com. Otherwise, search for it on Stitcher, iTunes, or the Windows Phone Store.
Yeah, that Hunter guy really...
Oh!
Yeah, we're...
Check out mockwriters.com, or .net, we should say. With my project with Mr. Bailey over here. And, Dylan Cornelius. Yeah. And so, therefore, my shout out goes to Dylan Cornelius at the Dylan V on Twitter.
Nice. You can follow Mock Writers at Mock Writers on Twitter. And if you're one of the people who doesn't get the reference, Google it, it'll make more sense. If you want to follow me specifically on Twitter, it's Nintendo_legend. And I have to say, for a night on which we had a less than 24 hours notice special guest, a 1 hour late recording, time constraint, and a crazy showdown. This is a lot of fun. So maybe we should always make an effort to make it shorter. I guess.
Always invite me, and I will show up late, and then we can crunch the time.
Well, I'm just thinking we should just never have Hunter on ever.
There
you go. Fire. Use the audio editor, those. That's all the bargaining chips.
Really, be painting yourself into a corner.
Yes. Yes, we would. All right, scratch that plan. It's been a great show. Thanks for showing up, Tom. We really do appreciate it.
We do.
You are welcome.
Tune in next week when we do this again. In the meantime, listeners, viewers, please never forget. You are a bad enough dude. See you next week.